What's Hot, What's Not in the Markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Keep an eye on crude oil, Don. It's had a heck of a rally. We're currently trading around $34, $35 crude oil, and most of the contracts, and looking out into the curve years ahead, actually starting to see crude starting to get close to 40 a year out from now.
These outside markets really have been giving us some optimism.
Well, if I would have told you that on May 25th of 2020, we're going to have one of the largest pandemics ever in recent time, and the NASDAQ would be up 5%, you'd call me crazy. And that's fine, because it is. So NASDAQ stock market, just absolute money flowing to tech. Money getting out of physical things, like Hertz rental car going bankrupt the other day, but then money buying Microsoft and Intel and Zoom and anything that has to do with computers and working at home. We've had a gap in technology that was really intensified due to the pandemic. People selling physical, buying digital, and NASDAQ up 5% on the year.
So what's not hot in this market?
Well, Don, unfortunately, the North Dakota farmer and all farmers in America have become partners with the United States government. If you don't believe me, you got to listen to this rap song they sing, CFAP, MFP, PPP, and you know me, PP, as of May 25th, PP in North Dakota. The United States farmer is now partners with the United States government.
No doubt. In fact, sign up beginning today in that new coronavirus food assistance program.
It troubles me to see the independent farmer need so much help, but that's where we are currently today, Don.
No doubt. Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.